好，我们今天我们再来看一段主的话，我们来一起思想。我今天讲的题目呢是在诗篇九十篇。
Today the message I would like to share about is in Psalm page chapter Psalm 90.
Yeah, 诗篇九十篇。
Psalm 90.
我们找到的话，我们从第八节念到12节。
If you found, please read from verse 8 to 12.
第八节到十二节，我们先用中文念，然后用英文。
I'll read in Chinese first and in English.
好，我们找到，你将我们的罪孽摆在你面前，将我们的隐恶摆在你面光之中。我们经过的日子都在你震怒之下。我们度尽的年岁好像一声叹息，我们一生的年日是70岁，若是强壮可到80岁，但其中所经夸的不过是劳苦愁烦，转眼成空，我们便如飞而去。谁晓得你怒气的权势？谁按着你该受的敬畏晓得你的愤怒呢？求你指教我们怎样数算自己的日子，好叫我们得着智慧的心。
So, Psalm 90, verse 8 to 12, let's begin. You have placed our iniquities before you, our secret sins in the light of your presence. For all our days have declined in your fury. You have finished our years like a sigh. As for years of our lives, they contain 70 years, or if due to strength, 80 years. Yet their price but labor and sorrow. For soon it is gone and we fly away.Who understands the power of your anger and your fury according to the fear that is due you? So teach us in number our ways, and we may present you a heart of wisdom.
那我今天的题目呢，就是从这个诗篇里面第九节揭露出来的，就是我们经过的日子和我们度尽的年岁。
So the topic for today, I derived the title from verse 9, for all our days have declined in your fury. We have finished our years.
我们知道诗篇九十篇是摩西写的。
So we know that Psalm 90 is written by Moses.
摩西是神重用的仆人。
Moses is a trusted servant of God.
他在这一生里面，他在从他八十岁到120岁，就是他最后的40年，他为着神，他带领以色列人从埃及出来，然后带他们进入神所应许的迦南美地。
So we know that from when he was 80 to 120 years, Moses led the people of Israel out from Egypt and into the promised land, the land of Canaan.
在这一段时间里，摩西他带领这群以色列人经过这一条路的时候，他有一个亲身的经历。
And as he was leading these people through the wilderness, he had this experience.
他看到神的伟大。
He saw the greatness of God.
他也看到人的渺小。
He also saw how small man is.
他也看到人生的短暂。
He saw how short our life is.
他也知道人缺乏智慧。
And he also saw that we lack wisdom.
所以他就把他心中的感受，他就用诗篇九十篇把它记录下来。
And so he wrote down all that he understand and what he learned into Psalm 90.
当他来到一个时间的时候，他看到他带领的以色列人背叛了他们的神。
And then when time comes, he saw that the people whom he led, they rebelled and betrayed God.
他为了神的缘故，他向神来求，他说：“这都是你的子民，从埃及出来的子民。”
And for this sake, he prayed to God and said, "These are your people."
他说：“纪念你跟他们祖宗亚伯拉罕所立的约。”
Please remember the promise you gave to their forefather Abraham.
你说他们的后裔，他的后裔要像天上的星，海边的沙那么多。
That you said that his descendant will be as many of the stars in the sky and also the sand on the beach.
他说如果你今天因着他们背叛你，他们引你愤怒的话，你把他们消灭的话，因着你自己与他们所立的约，还有 你把他们带出来，让埃及人笑话说，你花那么大的力气把他们带出来以后，结果你要把他们灭绝在旷野里面。他向耶和华求，他说，主啊，你能不能再给他们一次机会？
He pleaded to God that remember his promise and that do not destroy all of the people from his wrath. And also he's reminding him that he led the people out of Egypt, that he shouldn't really at this time destroy all the people.
所以他向神求，他说求你回转。
And so he pleaded to God to ask him to turn back.
所以我们就在这个诗篇里面看到一个老仆人，他带领将近200万的以色列的子民，经过这一个漫长的40年，他心里面他是有感而发的。
So we see this chapter is written from an old servant who, for 40 years, are leading the people. It came from his inside.
所以我们这个信息的时候，我们一面思想我们经过的日子和我们度尽的年岁，在神的面前。是如何？
So as we read this passage today, may we think about how we lead our own lives.
好，我在为了要让弟兄姐妹能够更清楚一点，我有两个图请大家看一下。
So to better illustrate, I have two pictures, two maps.
第一个图就是讲到今天的中东，特别是看到埃及在图的。这边我用点的这个埃及这个地方这一块。
So the map shows what we consider in the Middle East today, and that's where the laser point is. That's Egypt.
然后埃及的上面这个地方是以色列。
And above it is Israel.
以色列，所以埃及跟以色列基本上是连在一起的哈。
So basically they're connected.
对。那摩西带以色列人出埃及。所经过的旷野到底是哪一块？我们可以在这个地图上看得出来。
So where is the wilderness that Moses led the people across? So that's the wilderness right there.
就是今天的西奈半岛。
So that's the
Sinai
Peninsula.
这就是出埃及最有名的出埃及所经历的这一段四十年，大概就是在这一块地方。
So this is the wilderness recorded in Exodus.
那另外这里我们大家都想有个苏伊士运河。就是在这里啊，这里有个苏伊士运河。
And then over there, there's the Suez Canal.
就是这个红海跟地中海那一段中间那一段是苏伊士运河。
It's between the Red Sea and the Mediterranean Sea.
Yeah. 那我们再往上面看，比如说今天的叙利亚伊拉克这我们现在在世界上整个的焦点现在都是在伊拉克，我们也晓得大概伊拉克的位置。
And above it, you have other countries, including Iraq.
Iraq 在这里。
Iraq being the focus of our news lately.
The Suez Canal 在这。
The Suez Canal is over there.
那神要带他们去哪里呢？大概是在这个位置，就是那个以色列现在就是应许之地迦南，就是现在的以色列。
So the Lord wants to lead the people to the promised land, which is now Israel.
好，那大家等于说有一个大概晓得这个情况，今天的国家所处的位置，大家已经有个了解。那我们现在要把这个焦点从就是西奈半岛这个地方是埃及的领土啊。我们刚刚看到。
So now, now that you have a rough idea of where everything is, we'll now put our focus on the Sinai Peninsula.
西奈半岛，我们看第二个图。这就是西奈半岛。
So here's a bigger picture.
好，现在大家看到那个上面的红线哈，有一条红线，就是他们出埃及以后的路线，大概是这么走的。
So the red line you see outlines the path they took.
从这边开始，因为这个指的不太清楚啊，就是在我的左手边开始一个红的开始，然后那条路线向右，然后经过。红海，然后往下走，然后又往上走，然后又打一个转，然后最后到那个今天的死海，就是他们到了应许之地然后上面就是约旦河，过了约旦河就是应许之地。
So they started from the west and then made their way down and then up again and circle around and all the way finally to the Dead Sea.
好，我们这个图我们就暂时摆在这，等一下我们会花一点时间讲，所以弟兄姐妹可以看到。 我们可以跟到这个图来走。
So I'll just leave the map here because we'll be referring to it every now and then.
讲到这个埃及哈，埃及其实对亚伯兰跟他的后裔来讲并不陌生。
So it's about Egypt. It's not a completely strange place for Abraham and his descendants.
大家还记得在创世纪里面，亚伯拉罕他神呼召他从乌尔出来，然后最后到了迦南的时候，他曾经因为饥荒，他还带着他的妻子撒拉去过埃及。
So if you remember in book Genesis of Abraham, when he was going to land Canaan, due to famine, he actually brought his wife to Egypt for to in seek of food.
因为亚伯拉罕他的妻子撒来是非常美丽的，所以他怕去了埃及以后，知道是他的妻子，人家埃及人会把他抢去，所以他跟他太太讲，跟他妻子讲，到了埃及的时候，你就说你是我的妹妹。
So because his wife Sarah was very beautiful, so Abraham in fear that if the Egyptian learned that she is his wife, they would kill him for her, and so he instructed her to say that she is his sister.
后来那个埃及人知道了，但是没有找他麻烦，然后没有为难他，然后又把他送回去。
But later the Egyptian found out, but then they didn't make trouble for him.
后来我们
then pass.
后来我们又看到亚伯罕的儿子以撒，以撒的儿子雅各，雅各的儿子约瑟。以前杨兆武弟兄提过约瑟。
So later we know that Abraham's son.
约瑟他不是被卖到埃及吗？大家还记得被他的兄弟卖到埃及。
Abraham's son Isaac and then his son Jacob and then his son Joseph was, as we know, was sold to Egypt.
卖到埃及以后，他结果做了宰相，做了埃及的宰相。
But then actually, he became the prime minister in Egypt.
所以说起来，以色列人他们跟埃及人啊，过去是有这么一段历史，互相来往的历史。
So, looking back, there is quite a history between Israel and Egypt.
后来，那个约瑟跟他的兄弟还有他父亲雅各，因着在他们迦南地那边有饥荒，所以他们整个家族就从迦南地，然后就移到。就搬家，就搬到埃及去住了。
And later on, due to famine, Joseph and his whole family, including his father Jacob, they moved from the land of Canaan to Egypt.
他们去的时候大概多少人？他们那个家族大概70人。
So when they went there, they had about 70 people in their family.
他们去了以后就住在这个戈山平原，这里就叫戈山平原，这里就是尼罗河那个三角洲的平原那个地方，是蛮富裕的一块地。
So when they went to Egypt, they lived in Goshen, which is a quite rich place.
他们在一去住了多少年？住了430年。
And they lived there for 430 years.
他们原来是去的时候，整个家族是70人。经过430年以后，他们的人口，以色列的人口大概将近200万。
So they started out with 70 people, but 430 years later, their total family now become with a large population about 2 million.
就好像神跟他们说的，你的后裔要像天上的星，海边的沙那么多。
Just like God had promised that his descendant will become as many as the stars in the sky and the sand on the beach.
因为那个时候，约瑟在埃及做宰相，所以埃及人对他的家族非常的厚待。
Because of Joseph's rank in Egypt, so the Egyptians treated his family really well.
对以色列人也非常的友好。
And they were very friendly to the Israelites.
但是后来约瑟也过世了，他的兄弟都过世了。
And after Joseph passed away, as well as his brothers,
那个时候的法老王也等于换位了。
And then the Pharaoh, there's a new Pharaoh.
这个新的法老上来以后，他根本也不知道过去约瑟做过宰相，然后看到以色列人越来越多，现在几乎200万，这个法老王紧张了。
So this new Pharaoh, not knowing what Joseph did in the past, all he knew was that he saw the Israelite people's population is constantly increasing, becoming more and more, so he became nervous.
他说不得了，这么多人，强壮就开始想办法，开始逼迫这些以色列人。
So this Pharaoh's got very nervous and saw so many, there are so many Israelites, and feared that one day they will unite with Egypt's enemy to overthrow him. And so he started to come up with plans, trying to...
第一个就叫他们做苦工。
And the first plan of his was to have them to do hard labor.
然后还要把头生的男孩, 只要是以色列人家生的头生的男孩, 统统要杀掉。
And then to kill off all the firstborns, the boys from Israel.
就摩西就出生了。 And
Moses was born.
摩西也是犹太人, 立位支派的一个家, 他生了以后, 因为他家里面非常喜欢他, 长得很漂亮, 然后就 把它装在一个篮子里面, 然后就摆在河里面, 因为如果不这样的话, 他就要被杀掉。
And Joseph, Moses was born from the house of Levites, and then the tribe of Levi. And then when he was born, because he was such a good-looking baby, his family put him in the basket and had him flow down the river. That was the only way to save him.
结果他就在河里面飘, 就飘到法老王的宫殿里面, 被法老的女儿看见了。
So the basket drifted in the river until it reached the palace where the Pharaoh's daughter took up the basket and then adopted him.
This
real mother and her took care of him.
后来摩西就在王宫里面就头40年, 大概就在王宫里面成长, 然后他学了所有埃及的 学问。
And so for the first 40 years of Moses' life, he grew up in the palace and learned all that the Egyptian technology and knowledge have to offer.
摩西长大以后, 他知道他自己不是埃及人, 是以色列人。
But after Moses grew up, he knew that he is not an Egyptian, he is an Israelite.
所以他有一次看到埃及人杀死打了一个以色列人以后, 他就为以色列人出气, 然后就把埃及人给打死。
So one day when he saw an Egyptian was beating up on an Israelite, he killed that Egyptian.
后来这件事情就被人家知道了。
And later on, other people found out.
他还逃。
So he had to fled the country.
逃到就是今天的米甸旷野, 大概就是在这个位置, 大概在这个位置。
And he fled to that place right where the red line turns down, to south.
他在米甸旷野放羊, 放了多少年? 放了40年。
And he became a shepherd there, and he'd been shepherding for about 40 years.
好, 就在这个时候, 我们刚刚讲到, 犹太的, 就是以色列人在埃及受苦, 做苦工, 结果他们就向神呼求, 要神来帮助他们。
And so the Israelites were doing all these hard labor, so they pleaded to God and asked him to save them.
好了,神就 听到他们的呼求, 神就纪念他与亚伯拉罕所立的约。
And so God, hearing their calling and remembered the promise he made with Abraham.
所以神就要定义, 要把他们埃及,
So God wanted to save the Israelites from their suffering.
把拯救出来, 所以神的心意, 他是要怎么样呢? 把他们带出来以后, 把他们带到当年他与, 亚伯拉罕立约, 所 答应给他们的就是今天的以色列那个迦南美地要把他们带进去。
What God had planned is to lead the Israelites out to a place where he originally promised Abraham, the land, the promised land, that is today the land king.
神告诉他们说那一块地是牛奶又有蜜牛奶与蜜之地。
He called that place full of milk and honey.
有高山有低谷有春雨有秋雨。
There are mountains, high mountains and low valleys, and then there's spring shower, and also there are autumn rain.
你们在那边要五谷丰收, 另外你们的牛羊,
their crops will bear abundant fruit, and also theirs will be fed.
你们可以在那里安居乐业,
and that they may live there in peace.
神的最后的心意是说你们要在那里要来侍奉我。
And the ultimate will for God is that his people will serve him at that place.
过去那么430年在埃及都是在侍奉法老王。
In the past 430 years they've been serving the Pharaoh only.
神说今天,
God said today after you leave that place,
迦南地有这么好, 刚刚我们说这么美, 但是有一个他们需要做的, 就是要把那边的, 外邦人要从迦南地要赶出去。
Even though the Lamb of Canaan is so great, there's one thing that they needed to do, that is to get rid of all the Gentiles that's on the land
currently.
Because at that time, there were about seven living on that land.
好，神他有了这个计划以后，他要做一件惊天动地的事情，什么事情呢？
And after he came up with this plan, God wanted to do something that's truly great.
从现在的话来讲，就等于是移民，移民，把这两百万人从埃及要移民到迦南。
So essentially, in today's term, he wants to immigrate about 2 million to the land.
来，最大的一次移民。
This is probably the biggest immigration in the history.
但是这个移民中也有个极大的难处。
There is a great difficulties in this plan.
因为这些人在埃及已经住了430年。
Because these people have been living in Egypt for 430 years.
基本上已经被埃及同化了。
So they were pretty much absorbed into their culture.
他们有埃及的文化，有社会制度，有埃及的偶像宗教，他基本上。从今天话来讲，等于就是埃及人了一样。
They adopted the Egyptian culture and also their laws and also they worship the Egyptian gods. So in today's terms, they basically become same as Egyptians.
就好像我们现在孩子在美国住了两代三代以后，那看起来就跟除了皮肤跟美国人不一样，其他大概就是美国人。
Just like a second or third generation Chinese children, other color, they pretty much.
你可以想象，神要把这两百万人移民到迦南，要把他们。改头换面，从里到外，从上到下，重新来一次。你说这个困难度有多大
？So you can imagine how difficult it is to immigrate about 2 million people from one place to another and completely change the living style, lifestyle they've been accustomed to.
要把他们心思意念原来是拜假神的，现在今天要，这是一个极大的转变。
And have them change from worshiping idols to worshiping the true God.
神要把他们。训练是一个有坚强的个性和正直的心。
And also he needs to train them to have a strong character.
好，神有了这个计划，也有这个使命以后，神就开始执行他的计划。
So after God came with his plan, he started to execute it.
他就
So he started to call.
基于我们刚刚说到，他出来放羊，又放了40年。所以在呼召摩西的时候，摩西已经80岁了。
So as we know, he when he left Egypt, he was about 40, and then he spent 40 more years shepherding sheep. So when God called him, he was about 80 years old.
按照人看的话，摩西其实应该是退休的年龄了，应该可以开始养老了。但是神这个时候却把他呼召出来说，你要。
From a human point of view, at that time he's retirement age. But yet God called him to say that you need to lead my people out of Egypt.
当初神的心意就是用两年的时间把他们从埃及带出来以后，用两年的时间经过旷野，然后带他们进迦南。
So the original plan of God was to lead the people out from Egypt and will spend about 2 years through the wilderness and into the promised land.
戈山平原出来，如果沿着走的话，到这个应许之地。大概只要11天的时间。
So if you to walk from the Goshen Plains all the way the shortcut to Jerusalem, it will only take about 11 days.
但是神知道，因为他们整个都是埃及人的心思意念，根本没有受过训，所以根本不能带他们进去走那条路，因为那边还有外邦人啊，不能带他们走，才能够进迦南。
But God knows that having people not been trained or disciplined, they cannot be let through that path because they're Gentiles. So God led them to walk this red line, to follow this red line.
对。但是后来我们晓得，神的两年，结果变成四十年。
But later we learned that the 2 years expanded 40 years.
神把他们出来的时候，埃及人不放，法老他的大人降了10个灾。才把这个法老王给制服，然后让这些以色列人可以出来。
But at the time when they wanted to leave, the Pharaoh would not let his people go. So God released 10 plagues upon the land of Egypt, and eventually they give up and let the Israelites go.
好，出来以后，所以子民塞然，然后到苏格，经过这里，然后过红海。过红海以后，然后开始往下走，所以这个中间， 他们以色列人就看到神的大能，让这个红海分为干地，然后他们可以从中间，可以从干地经过。
And so power in that he parted the Red Sea and allowed them to walk on dry land.
他们不但带了人啊，还带了他们的牛羊，另外还带了兵器。神说：“你们把兵器带了，为什么？他们将来进迦南的时候，要与仇敌要征战。”
Not only did they have people in that group, but they also brought their cattle as well as weapons, because God told them that when you pass into the land of Canaan, you will do battles.
从这边出来有西奈山，大概走了。
When you cross the Red Sea all the way to Mount Sinai, it took about
3 months
for them to travel that path.
这个三个月，神要他们基本上做一件事情，就是认识环境。
And in those3 months, all he wanted them to do is to study their surroundings.
对，看到都是一些旷野。
And they saw that there's nothing but wilderness there.
沙漠。
The desert.
但是神却在这个经要让他们更识。
But then God wanted them to see his trustworthiness.
因为他们在走的时候，神就用白天有云柱，晚上有火柱，所以他们早晚都可以行走。神就用云柱火柱来带领他们。
Because during the day while they walked, they had the cloud guiding them, and at night there's this fiery cloud to lead them at night as well.
他们肚子饿的时候，神就降马拉给他们。
They were hungry, God gave them manna.
神就给他们泉水来供应他们。
And when they were thirsty, God gave them spring water for them.
然后在这个中间的时候，快到西乃山的时候，大概在这个位置就有外邦人，就是亚玛利人，然后神又经过他们带领他们经过第一次的征战，与外邦人的征战，跟亚玛利人的征战，我们在圣经上看到那也是一个奇迹。
And when they were, before they reached Mount Sinai, the Gentile tribe, and that was their very first to do, and also in that battle, God allowed them to see amazing miracle.
那个时候他们是等于非常散涣的一群，根本没有什么军队，没有其他什么组织，都是散散烂烂的200万人。
During that time, they were completely disorganized. They're not disciplined, and even though there are 2 million people, they're not trained at all.
后来神就山上，我们知道摩西就举手的时候，他们就打胜；摩西把手放下的时候，他们就打输。
And then, as we know, God had Moses go up onto the mountain. And as he raised up his hand, the Israelites have prevailed. But then, when his arms are lowered, they were defeated.
后来神帮助他们打败了亚玛利人。
And so eventually, God helped them to win over to have victory.
好了
they reached
西乃山，到了西乃山。
They reached Mount Sinai.
这个时候，等于第二个阶段，神就在这里就颁布神的十诫。
So this is essentially is the second phase in which God gave them the Ten Commandments.
颁布很多的律例的典章。
And a lot of laws.
给他们讲到约柜，要他们守节期，然后有祭司，有献祭，然后还有跟他们立约，还有讲到产业，给他们讲了很多很多的关于神的心意。
And on there, he also gave them a lot of different things. For example, the covenant. He talked about the covenant, and also talked about the priests, offering, sacrifice, and just everything. God revealed all his plans for them.
但最重要的就是十诫的头一条诫命。
And most essentially, most importantly, is the very first commandment of out of the
唯一的真神。
God said, "I am. There is no other God."
你们也不可以敬拜别的神。
And you cannot worship other gods.
如果你们恨我的，我就要追他的罪，从父到子。三四代。
If you hate me, I will judge you and pass on judgment until from the father to the son to their sons for 10 generations.
但是你遵守我诫命的。
However, if you obey my commandments,
我就将慈爱给你的后到千代。
And to thousands and thousands of generations.
所以我们就晓得神的慈爱实在是愿意加给他的子民。
So we truly see that God is so willing to give his love to his people.
但是我们知道就在这个时候神的子民做了一件让神非常愤怒的事情。
And we also know it's during this time that his people did something that angered him so much.
当神呼召西乃山颁布十诫的时候，山下的老百姓就开始做那个金牛犊。
As God called Moses to go up on the mountain to receive the Ten Commandments, the people down below the mountain, they started to make this golden cow.
而且给这个金金牛犊起了个名字叫耶和华。
And then they gave this golden calf a name, and they called him Jehovah.
耶和华就是神的名字，说这个就是耶和华带我们出。
They called this golden calf and said, "This golden calf is God that led us out of Egypt."
在那个时候，神真是按照神他的意思，真是要把这些以色列人通通消灭。
And so as he found out about this, according with his own will, what God wanted to do is to completely destroy all the people.
摩西就向神求。
But Moses pleaded to him.
就说你。
And he pleaded that can you spare these?
你如果杀了他们，埃及人会笑我们。
Because on one hand, if you kill them all, the Egyptians will surely laugh at us.
更重要的，你与子民的祖先亚伯拉罕、以撒、雅各所立的约。你答应他们要进迦南的，如果你现在把他们通通杀了，这个怎么说呢？
And most importantly, most importantly, you have made this promise with their forefather, Edom, into the land of Canaan. If you kill them all,
摩西说，如果你赦免他们的罪，他就是把我的名字从你的名册上除掉，我也愿意。
And then Moses said, if you're willing to forgive them of their sins, I'm willing to take my name off of the list.
神因着摩西的祷告，就发怜悯，就免了他们的罪。
And because of Moses' prayer, God had mercy and he forgave them of their sins.
好，这个时间过第三个阶段，就把他们要组织起来。
So the second year passed and they enter into the third phase in which God wants to organize them.
我们刚刚我顺便再提一下，就是因着他们拜金牛犊，所以神就在那里做了一个分别的工作，就是所以完全属于耶和华的就归到耶和华这边，所以那个逆归顺耶和华以后，他们就在神。
And also due to the calf event, God had made a separation between the tribes, so he separated the tribe of Levites out from the rest so that they may serve him.
好，到了第二年，他们就开始把他们十二个支派就叫他们清点啊，有多少人。
So in the second year, they asked the 12 tribes to count how many people they have in each of their own tribes.
作战的，把它算出来。
They shall count all those who are 20 years or older and they who can fight.
大概算出来的军队12个支派加起来大概将近60万。
And then the 12 tribes total about 600,000.
然后又在那里跟他们讲要开始要建会幕。
And then he also told them that they should start building.
会幕就是神的中心。
God's center.
所以当人数清点完的时候，神的会幕就在他们中间。
And so after they finished counting the people, they start building the tabernacle right in the center of all of them.
然后十二个支派就是东西南北，每一边是三个支派。
And then the 12 tribes divided into the four directions, east, west, south. Every three tribes.
云彩就在这个会幕上面。当云彩离开的时候，起来的时候，他们就开始起行。当云彩停住的时候，他们就开始扎营。
And the cloud began to appear over the tabernacle. And whenever the cloud is above the tabernacle, they would make camp. And then whenever it parted, then they would start moving again.
所以就开始又往北走，往这个上面走。
And they start north.
所以走上来这一段路呢，他们就是抱怨摩西，抱怨神，说他们没有吃的时候他们也抱怨，没有喝的时候也抱怨，没有肉吃也抱怨，反正就是从头一直到尾，就是一方面抱怨，二方面就是做一些讨神恨恶的事。
And say they won't have any meat to eat, they grumble. So throughout the entire trip, they were grumbling all the way, and also in between, they were doing things that God did not like.
然后快神曾经叫他们派十二个支派，每一个支派派一个人，然后十二个人去迦南去探险，去看看那块地是什么样子。
And along the way, God told each send one person to what the land of Canaan is like.
结果十二个人回来，只有两个人，就是约书亚跟加勒，他 他们说可以进去，其他十个人说不能进去。
But then when they returned, there, out of those 12, there were only two who were able to enter, and that's Joshua and Caleb.
他说我们有孩子，有妻子，如果我们跑进去还要打仗，我们不是就命都保不住，你把我们带到这个地步是为什么呢？
Other 10 thought that we have family, which is this point where we will do battles. Why have you brought us here?
中间还有其他的事情，像可拉党的叛变，还有米利安跟亚伦责备摩西，到最后真是到了一个地步，真是想把他们都放弃掉。
And then for various other events, how like betrayal of certain tribes and people were going against Moses. To the end, it got to a point that they almost want to get.
所以经过这里，到了之后，这是每一次都是摩西向神求，每一次都是跟神说：“你为了亚伯拉罕的约。”你一定要把这批人要带到迦南。
But every time we get to the point where God wanted to destroy all the people, Moses intervened and prayed to him and kept reminding him that he needed to keep his promise to Abraham.
神最后神。
And so it got to a point where God finally said that all those who are above 20 years old and if they grumble, they will not be allowed into the land of Canaan.
他们的儿女可以进去。
Their children may go into the land.
但是他们必须要在旷野待40年以后才能进去。
But they have to stay in the wilderness for 40 years before they can enter into the land.
所以原本是两年的路，现在就让他们走。
So,
他这样子做以后，就让这些以色列人大部分就倒闭在旷野。
And so after this, God allowed majority of the Israelites to die in the wilderness.
所以神他在心里面他就这么说。
So in his heart God said
他这些人拜
for they worship the idols
行我所恨恶的事情
and do what I hated
触动了我的怒气
they angered me
他们完全轻看了我生他们的磐石。
They look lightly on the fact that I am the rock.
他们完全忘记了我怎么样把他们带出
去。How I led them out of Egypt.
那的评语。
This is the judgment that God has on for the Israelites.
所以摩西就说，我们经过的日子都在你的震怒之下。
So that's why Moses said that all our days were in your wrath.
他说我们度尽的一生就像一声叹息。
We have finished our years like a sigh.
所以经过的日子跟度尽的一生你摆在一起的时候好像是讲两件一件事。
So even though days that pass and also the finished life may seem like two different things, but in essence they are the same.
我们每一天的日子不管是一年是十年是五十年是六十年这是每天都能够数算的。
Our past days, whether it may be 5 or 10 years or a couple, decades, we can count them day by day.
但是我们到了度尽的年岁就是我们要离开世界的时候那一
As we near the time when we're about to leave this earth God will give us his judgment
以色列人的结论就是一声叹息
And the judgment God has on and his comment for the people of Israel is like a sigh
这叹息里面就包含了一个悲哀包含了一个可惜
And there, in this side includes sadness and also regrets.
我们每天的日子，震怒之下，这是一个原因。那我们的结果就是一声叹息。
In other words, if we spend all our passing days in God's fury, then our end will be but a sigh.
反过来说，如果我们每天所经过的日子，住在神的旨意里面的话
，But however, if we live every one of our days according to His will,
那我们度尽
and then on the day that when we leave this world, God will give us His approval.
而且神的作为，我们不能够轻慢的。
And then we cannot look lightly upon God's actions.
我们一定要对神有一个敬畏的心。
We must have respect for Him.
如果我们轻慢了神的话，我们就晓得那个后果不堪设想。你看在创世纪犯罪的时候不听神话的时候神把他从伊甸园里面给赶出去
If you look at the book of Genesis when Adam did not listen to God he drove him out of the Garden of Eden
这是讲到一个人。
This is about one man.
讲到一个家族的时候，我们就看以色列这个民族，他们就是你看带进迦南的，神却不让他们进去。
About family, for example, look at the Israelite people. Originally, they were able, they were promised, they got let into the land of Canaan.
后来我们再看以色列的历史，到了他们成了国家以后，他们背叛神的时候，神就把整个国家给毁了，把他们整个掳到巴比伦。
But those people were not allowed into the land of Canaan eventually, and also after the country was destroyed and all over the place.
到了，让我们知道到最后，神还有一个最后的审判。
And we also know that today God will have His final judgment.
这是对一个全世界的、全人类的一个审判。
And this judgment is for the entire world.
所以我们知道。神的神性我们不能够轻慢。
So we know how he is and we should not like look, take him lightly.
以色列人所经过的这个日子。
And also, all these 40 years that the Israelite experiences could be like a mirror for us.
他们出了埃及，神要带他们进迦南，就是预表把他们从这个世界带出来，要进入神所应许的他的国度。
And they left Egypt into the land of Canaan. This symbolizes God wants to take them out, separate them from His promised land, His kingdom.
所以他们的心思意念从里到外，从上到下，整个要改变。
And so at that time, God wants to change them completely inside and out, from top to bottom.
今天神也是做同样的工作，要把我们从世界里面出来以后，我们也要有一个全新的心思意念，我们要学习。神国里面的啊，他的伦理，他的比喻，他的一切的啊，天国子民的品格，我们都要慢慢的来学习。
And today he's doing the same thing to us that he wants to separate us out and change us inside and out, so that we may be fit to become a citizen of his kingdom.
当年神训练这些以色列人是在旷野训练。
Back then, God trained His people in the wilderness.
那今天神要把我们放在他的家里面来训练我们。
Today, God put us into His house to train us.
所以我们在这里被训练的时候，我们第一个要敬畏神，第二个我们真的不能够发怨言。
And so as we're here, we need to really have this respect for Him. And first of all, we must not grumble.
因为那个时候以色列人发怨言，如果我们去看的话，我们就晓得你从民数记整个33章看他们所经过的这些日子，他们所发怨言基本的重点就是说，神啊，你根本就不该带我们去出埃及的。
And if we grumble, we can look at how the Israelites and what their how the entire book of Numbers and all the
如果我们今天发怨言，好像我们就跟神说，神啊，你跟我把我摆在这个家里面，摆到你家里面，根本就是错误的。
And the Israelites were grumbling about how God shouldn't have let them out into the wilderness. So if we grumble, we're just like saying, God, you shouldn't have placed us into your house.
所以摩西在那个时候，他就向神祷告，他说，神啊，求你指教剩下的岁月。
Pray to God and pray to him that he will teach them.In the remaining days,
数算自己的日子
and to count their days.
数算日子不是算今天礼拜一，明天礼拜二，后天礼拜三，不是这个意思。
To count the days doesn't mean that you count today's Monday, tomorrow's Tuesday, and next is Wednesday.
而是把我们每天的日子做一个规划。
But rather, you count days by making plans for the day.
这个规划包括我们的，包括我们整个人生。
And this planning includes not only our time, our money, but our entire life.
这一次我们前两个礼拜我们有夏令会。
Two weeks ago we had our summer conference.
夏令会的主题就是预备主的再来。
And the topic, the theme of it was to prepare for his second coming.
在夏令会里面我们所听到的信息，神他自己来做人，他给我们启示说天国近了。
And it will hear how God to show us that the kingdom is near.
所以我们预备紧紧。
So he wants us to be prepared.
能够在主的家里面来认识他。
So we may know him in his house.
所以就像摩西说的，求神说，只是我们怎么样来数算日子，然后我们能够得到智慧。
Just like Moses says, show us how so that we may count the days so that we may receive.
直接说，敬畏耶和华就是智慧的开端。
Proverbs chapter 9 it says that to revere God is the beginning of wisdom.
所以我们今天要得到智慧，我们一定要有个敬畏的心。
So today, in order for us to receive this wisdom, we must have this fearful heart and respect for Him.
如果我们有敬畏的心，神就愿意把他自己启示给我们。
If we have this respectful heart for Him, He will reveal Himself to us.
我们今天很有幸。
We're truly lucky today that
我们也愿意成为他的门徒。
But we also want to become His disciples.
天国本来是一个奥秘。
Because the heavenly, the kingdom is a It's a secret.
神却愿意将这个奥秘向他的儿女们启示。
But God is willing to reveal the secret to His children.
神他的奥秘，他不向世界上的人启示。
And He does the secret to.
他只愿意给他的儿女。
He only wants.
所以天国对这个世界来讲是一个隐藏的。
So the heavenly kingdom is hidden from this world.
但是对他的儿女们是一个显明的。
Power is revealed to his children.
神的实际也要，天国的实际也要借着教会能够在地上发表。
And the reality of the heavenly kingdom and God himself will be revealed to the world.
我们做了门徒，做了基督徒，但是我们看不见天国。
Christians or maybe even his disciples, we may not see the reality of the heavenly kingdom.
所以我们耶稣就像他的主，他的神祷告说。
So Jesus prayed to his Lord, his God, and said,
他说父啊，天地万物的主。
Father, the Lord of all things in the universe.
他说我感谢你。
I want to praise you.
他说因为你聪明通达的人就隐藏了。
Because you have hidden the things from all those who are wise.
你像婴儿就显明出来。
Yet you have revealed this to infants.
他说父啊，你的本意美意本是如此。
Because this is your will.
所以我们在神的家里面，我们愿意谦卑，我们像一个婴孩一样的。
So in God's house, if we're willing to humble ourselves like a baby,
神就愿意把他天国。
Then God will be willing to reveal.
整个马太福音就是讲到天里面的伦理，天国子民的品格。
So this entire book of Matthew speaks of the characteristic of the people that can go into the heavenly kingdom.
那我们今天我们怎么样来回应神在我们心中的旨意，每天能够在地上过一个合乎他心意的日子呢？
So today have will for us, and that we can look at this from two aspects. One is from our daily lives.
有个诗歌说，我愿意，我羡慕活在主的面前。
There's a song that says, I envy to be able to live before the Lord.
那个里面就说到，我们每天起来，我们的心思意念我们的在主的面前。
In that same song, it says how every day when we wake up, all our thoughts, our actions, and what we speak, we're willing to.
活在主的面前的时候，我们就不敢轻举妄动。
If we have a respectful heart for Him and live before Him, we will not do any action that's not to His that's not pleasing to Him.
我们也不敢来抱怨我们的弟兄姐妹。
And we will not dare to grumble against our brothers and sisters.
我们就能够在主的面前，我们数算我们每天的日子。
And then we'll be able to count our days before the Lord.
在主的家里面呢，我们愿意来侍奉他。
And in His house, we're willing to serve Him.
我们愿意把我们的时间，把我们的金钱，把主给我们的我们来让主来用。
We're willing to offer our times and money and all our what we have so that He may use it.
我们刚刚看到很多孩子在这里学习，我们特别想到教他们的老师。
And we just saw those kids performing on stage, and we thought about their teachers.
他们都是把自己的时间愿意摆出来，放在这些孩子的身上。
Willing to offer up their time.
所以他们个人牺牲了很多。
So they had personal sacrifices.
但是他们在主的心里面却是蒙主纪念的每一天。
However, in God's heart, every single one of their days is worthy to be remembered by Him.
我们看到很多的，尤其是年轻的弟兄姐妹，他们就在神的家里面来学习侍奉。
We saw a lot of, especially young brothers and sisters, they were learning to how to serve.
他们每一天的日子都是蒙喜悦的。
We think about every single one of their days and that they are all acceptable to God.
我们也看到我们的到台湾短宣的弟兄姐妹。
And we also saw the Taiwan short-term mission team.
他们也是同样的，每天的日子都蒙主纪念。
In the same way, every one of their days were remembered by the Lord.
那我们如果能这样子做的时候，神有一天他就会说我们是忠心又良善的仆人。
And then if we can do this, then one day he will say our good and faithful.
面前所经过的日子，我们可以跟主说，主啊，但愿我每天在你面前的日子都蒙你纪念。
So may we spend each of our days so that it may be remembered by the Lord.
当我们离开这世上的时候，当我们度尽我们年岁的时候，我们可以得到主的称许。
And then on the day when we leave this face, that we may gain His approval.
说你是又忠心又见识的仆人。
And that you are a good faithful servant.
也可以和我一同坐席，也能够跟我一起同掌王权。
And you may sit with me and also to rule with me.
而不是像以色列人在旷野的时候，到最后他们所度尽的年岁，主说是一片叹息。
May we not like the Israelites who spend days in the wilderness and it all ends by.
因为我们一生的年日
是 our days are limited.
因为神告诉我们一生的年数是70岁，强壮的可以活到80岁。
Because God told us that we have 70 years and if we're strong then maybe we may live to 80 years.
我们对在座的年长的弟兄姐妹，我们真是知道你们在神的心目中你们都是强壮的。
And who are here with us, we know that in God.
自己我今年过了60。
I myself just passed 60.
当我看这些经文的时候，我心里面有一些惶恐。
And as I saw these passages, I have a tinge of fear in me.
因为主若许可的话，跟他说的70岁，大概我也还有10年的时间。
And if God willing, according to what He said, I have about 10 more years. Very quickly.
我们搬到团契中心搬进来的时候，到现在今年是第六年了，满了六年。
So we have moved into this new facility for 6 years. This is the 6th year.
所以我们实在不能够浪费我们每一天的时间。
So we truly cannot waste any of our days.
让我们能够问心无愧、心安理得的。在主面前说，主，我们在你给我们每天的日子，我们都没有浪费。
So on one day we may come before Him and say without fear that we have given us.
但愿我们不管是我们每天都能够规划我们的一天，能够做主愿意我们所做的事。
I hope that every one of us, from young to the old, that we may plan plan our day so that we may spend it, yeah, and do things that's according to His will.
尤其是年轻人。
Especially the young people.
你们的时间比我们长。
You have longer days than us.
但是主在你们身上的心意。
God has more plans for us.
但愿摩西的榜样成为你们每个人的榜样。
May Moses be a good example for every one of you.
因为神在你们每个人身上他的旨意是何等的高。
Because God has such high expectation and will for every one of you.
好，我就用这点话我们彼此勉励。
So I'd like to use the following words to encourage
自己的生活。
That we may make plans for our daily lives.
让我们有一个让讨神喜悦的一个年岁。
So our days will be spent in a way that is pleasing to God.
好，我们祷告。
Let's have word prayer.
主，我们感谢你给我们你自己的话语。
Lord, we want to thank you for giving us your own words.
主，让我们每天在世上度日的时候想到你。
So that on our daily lives we may think about you.
主，因为我们的生命气息、动作、存留都在乎你。
It's all that we are, it is because you.
主，因为时间不在我们的手里面。
And because time is not in our own hands.
过去 昨天已经是过去了。
What's past and past? Yesterday has already passed.
明天我们不知道是会不是。
We don't know what will happen.
我们只有把握今天。
We can only take hold of today.
主，你给我们每一天，我们都感谢你。
Lord, we want to thank you for every single day that you give us.
但愿我们每天所经过的日子都蒙你的悦纳。
May every single day that we experience and pass may be acceptable to you.
让我们有一个讨你喜悦的年岁。
And may our days pass, may you receive it. May that you will continue to guide us in the ways ahead.
祷告祈求奉主耶稣基督宝贵的名。
Pray this in Lord Jesus' precious name.
Amen.